Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. And with the Lord's help, we'll just continue and conclude the message I've been sharing on the power of praise. And the purpose, while there was not tremendous revelation, anything I had to share, except just the reminder that is something we need to do. And before I go into the word of the Lord, I just want to wait a few moments before the Lord, because I feel God wants to minister to us. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, even at this moment, do I draw you close to me? And I would have your mind to be stayed upon me. I would have you to know that as you walk through the events of your day, that as you become more aware of my presence with you and within you, I will give you the wisdom that you need in each and every decision. I am with you in the little things of life, says the Lord, not only in the moments of great decision, not in only at the times of great transition, but I am with you. And I would have you to know that I am your teacher, and I am your counselor, and I am your comforter. I will be with you, and I will show you the way to walk when it seems that you are surrounded by enemies and adversity. I will show you a clear and a plain way to walk. Only keep your eyes stayed upon the Lord. Let your eye be single, as the word declares, and your whole body shall be full of light. And keep your face set as a flint upon the things of God. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Do not let the influences of the world or those in the world turn you aside or cause you to be distracted, for I would bring you into a place where you shall know me as you have never known me before, and you shall understand the reasons why I have dealt with you thusly. You shall see things that have been formerly hidden from your sight and understanding, and know that the way of the Lord truly is perfect, that I have planned and designed the path before you, and that I have gone before you to make the way straight. And whatever opposition, whatever difficulties you encounter, know that I am present to help you and will make a way for you, even at times when there seems to be no way. For I am your help. Did not David say, I am the strength of his life? Did he not declare that? And his portion, and that I was his portion forever. So shall it be for you, beloved, that I shall be the strength of your life when you are weak, when you do not have the answers, when you do not know the way. I will make a way in the wilderness place, and I will be your rock of refuge. I will be a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, take your refuge in me. Know that as you abide in the secret place of the Most High, I will be your shelter, and I will be your strength, and I will be your covering, and you shall fear no evil, for I am with you, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your ministry to your people. Lord, help us. Help us. There are so many voices, so many noises, so many sounds, so many things to distract us in the lives and in the times in which we are living. Lord, that is our saving hope, to be ever more closely connected with you in the midst of problems, in the midst of the angers of others, in the midst of people who are flying off the handle, those who don't know you, those who are angry and confused and upset and distressed and despondent and despairing. Father, we can rest in you. We know that you will give us answers and that we will be able to have an answer to give to those who ask us for the reason, for the hope that is within us. And so, Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us and that you will always be with us. You will never fail us. You will never forsake us. But as you promised, you will be with us to the very end of the age. Praise God. Thank you for your ministry, Lord. We love you and we bless your holy name. You know, the devil can't stand it and the unbeliever won't like it, but you and I and the body of Christ are going to come forth in the power of God, and we're going to walk in his light, and all the darkness, all the strategies of the evil one will not be able to withstand us. Jesus secured the victory on the cross at Calvary, and we are heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord, praise God. And so he is the head of his body. He is the head of his church, his regenerated people. He is the Almighty. Hallelujah. He is the Almighty of God, the Amen, the Alpha and Omega. So many names our Jesus is called by. He's our advocate. He's called the chief apostle of God, the only blessed potentate, the bread of life, the captain of our salvation, the chief shepherd, the chief cornerstone, our deliverer, our door, Emmanuel, God with us, the faithful witness, the first and the last, our good shepherd. He is our great high priest. He's the head of the church. He's the holy one, the just one, the King of kings, the Lamb of God, worthy of our praise. He's life and light and the lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lord of glory, the Lord of all. Every knee will one day bow, and every tongue will confess that he is the Lord of all, the Lord our righteousness, our mediator, the bright and the morning star, the only begotten Son, our Passover, the Prince of Life, the Prince of the Kings of the Earth, as Revelation says. He's the Prophet, our Ransom, our Redeemer, the Resurrection and the Life, the Rock of Ages, the Root of David, our Savior, the Suffering Servant, the Shepherd and Bishop of our souls, the Son of Righteousness, the True Vine. He is the Way, the Truth, and the Life. He is our Wonderful Counselor. John 1 and 12 declares, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Beloved, we will go to him in prayer, but how many times do we return to him in thanksgiving? Remember, Jesus said that the 10 lepers were cleansed and healed, but only one came back to give him thanks. Beloved, how grateful, how aware are we of all his bountiful benefits? David said, "I would take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord." Hallelujah. You know, we hear a lot about prayerless and praying faithfully and consistently, but when was the last time you heard of a praise list? I remember when I was very young in the Lord said that I could stand as an intercessor in praise, and I did that many times for those who were so embattled, those who were in such a trial that they were not able to praise God. They'd forgotten the importance of praising God no matter what their circumstances. And that's why, because of the many difficulties and the many problems and troubles that are facing even the people of God today, we need to remember about praising God. It's a good thing to give praise and thanks unto the Lord. And I'd like to just close this broadcast out by just sharing some of the beautiful passages we find in the book of Psalms. David said in Psalm 103, he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Listen to this. How comprehensive is the salvation of our God, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Listen to this. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to grandchildren, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Oh, the wicked don't understand or realize that, but he does. And one day his mighty arm is going to be revealed, and every eye shall see him. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Praise God. He goes on, bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And Lord, we do that. We honor you. We give you thanks. We praise you and declare you are a great God, that there is none like you. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, our God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Thou who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of thy chambers in the waters, who maketh the cloud thy chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh the angels his spirits and his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. We give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the name of our God. Well, let the praise of God be on your lips. And until next time, thank you for your prayer support. Know that I love you and I'm praying for you every day. UCM Partners, my radio family, I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,